Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got plenty of that to do, as we always do, because this is the era, this is the communist era in America.
Yes.
I mean, can you even believe that we're saying that? That we're reporting in a time of a communist coup in
yes,
America.
Absolutely. A satanic communist coup.
Well, yeah, and that's the backbone of communism anyway. It's satanic because
anti-God, yeah.
Because the whole premise is, like Karl Marx said, his goal is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. And so
right.
If any time you want to dethrone God, that is purely satanic.
Absolutely. And to the point now where we have, we're going to get to this, the satanic church now offering free abortions.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, calling it religious abortions. They're murdering, they're sacrificing children to Satan, literally.
That is insane.
And, this some Catholic students taking a tour of the Smithsonian being booted out. Being kicked out because they're wearing pro-life beanie hats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kicked out of the Smithsonian. I've got that. We've got this former CDC gal calling for a white genocide to eliminate all white vaccine refusers in America. That's where we've sunk to. I mean, that's the direction things are going, and that's who we're surrounded by.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's clearly like we've been saying, anytime you see the enemy taking over your nation, you're under judgment. And,
right.
And you're it's basically almost like the Lord very nearly lifting his hand away from our nation, mm-hmm. where it would typically be there to protect us from such a thing. Well, it just so happens that as you read through the Bible, all the stories show that as humanity falls into depravity and immorality and refuse to uphold justice and law,
yes.
and it does horrible things in God's direction,
right.
He says, okay, fine, if that's how you want it, watch what happens when I remove my hand from your nation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And so it's no wonder that we're seeing all of this just exploding everywhere.
That's right. Well, we've got that and a lot of stuff to cover. We want to start off by jumping right into the word of the day to see what he has in store for us.
Absolutely. So the word of the day for Thrash Economy Thursday comes to us from Isaiah 55 verses 1 through 9, which read, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And that's it.
Wow.
Gosh, that is so cool.
He was talking to the nation of Israel. You know, just insert America there. That message is applicable for America.
Right.
You know, and, you know, we have ridden a wave for a long time of prosperity and blessings and protection that we have to attribute to him.
Right.
And the solution is the same as well.
Well, and, you know, it's just, I love the fact that here we're in this era where our food supply is being attacked.
Right.
Where now we have this weird thing going on with all of the eggs and even the feed for our chickens so that they won't produce eggs. And so now we're having to switch to different kinds of feed altogether so that our chickens will still lay eggs. And this is about food. And, you know, but it's not about the food you eat, right?
Right.
This is about spiritual food, about, you know, it's just kind of a cool thing how he says, why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance.
Yes.
That is so awesome.
I know.
You know, there it is, poetic again, because the way he speaks is so phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's all encompassing. And so different people that were taking Jesus literally when he would say different things like eat my flesh, drink my blood. You know what I mean?
Right.
Basically,
he
said that intentionally to run off the lighthearted, the people that were kind of like lukewarm and didn't really really believe in him or didn't really want to follow him. So he gave them the 400 course instead of the entry 101.
Culling the herd.
Right. Exactly.
Yep, absolutely.
But yeah. And also that end verse that my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. And for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts, your thoughts.
Right.
So that's also wonderful to keep in mind. Thank goodness.
Yep.
His thoughts are not like our thoughts.
That's right.
And so, but it's also, he's talking to the nation where he's saying, basically, come to me and I will support you.
Yes.
I will support you. If you're wicked and you've lost your way and you're just willing to basically repent and return to me, I'll take you back.
Right.
That's always been his mercy, his merciful, compassionate, loving heart, where he watches everybody get lost and turn away from him, and then they feel like they know they've been bad, and so then they're afraid to go back to him.
Right.
And so he's saying, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just return to me, and I'll take you back.
That's right.
And so that is such an important 9 verses.
Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely. That whole thing right there. I mean, there's the formula. There's the solution to writing things. But well, we have people that are just in charge that have an evil agenda. They're serving a different master. They're in rebellion. They don't want those solutions. They want the chaos that's going to put them on top and allow them to implement the solutions to the chaos that they're creating.
Well, right. And they don't even view themselves as wicked. They don't even know God, let alone know what they're missing out by not knowing God.
Right.
But but it also describes that, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near.
Yes.
Meaning that is coming to an end.
Right.
There's a time when the door shuts, and when that door is shut, that's when the great tribulation happens, and everybody that's left here is sunk.
Yes.
And so so that is a very important statement as well.
No flesh will survive what's coming.
That's right.
If he weren't to come back when he does, no flesh would survive.
Right. Well, and just like he says in other texts, you know, if you turn your back on me and you decide to be wicked, don't I don't want to hear your prayers.
Right.
I don't want to hear your prayers. If you're rejecting me, don't come and pray to me the next day, you know, this kind of thing. And so there's a limit to what he will take. And there's also a time limit to how long those doors are even available to him. And
yes.
So seek the Lord while he may be found. And especially in these times when you see everything falling into chaos like this for a reason, that if you haven't actually gotten baptized and repented and given your life to the Lord, do it right away.
Right.
In fact, do it now. Don't wait. Don't wait any longer, because there is a time when that door will shut. And
yep.
And if rapture happens and you're left here because you thought, oh, I'll do it next week, I'll look at it in the spring or whatever,
yeah,
that's probably the worst mistake you could ever make.
We're already on borrowed time.
That's right.
Really.
Yep.
So, well, thank you for that. Want to kick that out one more time, that scripture?
You bet. That was Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 9.
All right. Good old Isaiah.
Yep, that's right.
Good stuff there.
Yep,
all
praise
right.
God.
You guys, you stick around. We'll be back right after the break. And this segment was brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. So check it out. Like I said, we're on borrowed time.
That's right.
Okay, this is the Voice of the American Redoubt, the JJS and Lady Liberty Morning Commute Show. We'll be back. The Son of Man.
I've said these fellows are lying, dirty, shrewd, and I say they are godless. To me, this is perhaps the most frightening word of all, because it accounts for every other bad word that describes them. When the Reds tear down their churches or turn them into common warehouses, when they torture and kill their priests, ministers, and rabbis, we are horrified, yes. But why are we surprised? What do you expect of a people who say the church is our enemy and must be destroyed? No one can be a true communist and hold any religious convictions. I say to you, it is bad to be irreligious, but it is far worse to be anti-religious. It is reprehensible to be immoral, but it is horrifying to be unmoral. To them, any wrong they do is right. Well, these are some of the more frightening facts we must understand if we are going to understand communism, and we'd better understand it.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. Segment two brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times. These are serious times, too. It's C-A-T-I, like come and take it. KatieArmor.com, Lady Liberty, segment two. Good
yes,
morning.
Yes, yes, everyone. Welcome back to Thrash a Commie Thursday, where we're just getting ready to do some very serious thrashing.
Yeah. And you know, I got to thrash this CDC gal.
You go right ahead.
Calling for our deaths. God bless and protect the pure bloods. Well, the CDC boss says it's time to kill white people who refuse vaccines. Footage has surfaced of a top Center for Disease Control and Prevention official saying that the elites should get rid of all the whites in the United States and replace them with immigrants to reduce the number of people who refuse vaccines. Of course, how many of these refugees streaming across the border are vaccinated?
Right.
Anyway, Dr. Carol Baker was caught on film describing what she calls a, quote, solution during the Achieving Childhood Vaccine Success in the U.S. panel discussion sponsored by the National Meningitis Association in New York City. And this is what she says. So I have the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about hesitants. Most of them we can talk into coming to terms. We can talk them into taking the death and maiming shot. But refusers, we'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States. Guess who wants to get vaccinated the most? Immigrants. This is unbelievable. The Baker was appointed chair of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization by the 44th president, who shall not be named, his Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, in 2009. Those are the creeps that have crept their way in to the top positions all through our government.
Okay, so what was her name again? Carol Baker?
Baker.
Carol Baker. Wow. Carol Baker needs to, first of all, be removed from that position because I don't even know what you would classify that as, but that is such a threat to every single person in the nation that,
right.
I mean, if you threaten somebody verbally, like say, I'm going to kill you, right? You can actually, that person that you say, I'm going to kill you to, they can press charges against you for basically threatening their life.
Well, you got to have the means, motive, and opportunity. Obviously, the motive is there. They have the means because they're head of the CDC, and they have the opportunity. All they need is the opportunity. Right.
And what on earth, what on God's green earth would make her think, well, obviously, what did she get kicked out of the Nazi regime? And so she made a beeline to America and managed to weasel her way into that position. And so that's about as Nazi sounding as I've ever heard that, especially like the final solution. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so. Carol Baker, wow, she...
That's at newspunch.com.
That's probably the most vicious, very direct statement I've heard so far.
Right out there on their sleeve, isn't it?
And the fact that she pointed out white people, what does being white have to do with not getting a vaccine, right?
Right.
Supposing that it was actually a vaccine, which it isn't. And so... So yeah, that is true to Nazi form right there. You know, you will take the shower.
Well, and a Nebraska Democratic state senator proposes an amendment to bar kids from attending church events. This is her response to a law that they're working on to prevent children from attending these drag queen story things.
Yeah.
Well, so she's trying to put a bill together that would keep young children from attending churches, vacation Bible school, you know, all of these things to protect children.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is how twisted these people are.
Right.
There's a satanic commie right there that.
Yeah. That's as demonic as it gets.
Yeah.
And so, well, okay. So switching gears a little bit from our thrashing to Trump's thrashing.
Yes.
This is his latest statement in regard to everything that's going on with us shipping all of our military tanks. And, you know, then they're asking for F-16s, et cetera. Listen to what he has to say about that.
A major disaster is brewing. If I were president, the Russia-Ukraine war would never have happened, never in a million years. But even now, if I were president, I'd be able to negotiate an end to this horrible and rapidly escalating war within 24 hours. It can be done. You have to say the right things, not the wrong things. I think we helped lead Russia into that war by saying, well, if they took a small part of the country, that would be okay. Such a tragic waste of human life. When you look at all that's happening there, those cities are obliterated. First comes the tanks, and then come the nukes. Get this crazy war ended now. It can be done, and in fact, it's easy to get done. When I'm president, we will be a strong country again. People will never be playing these games like they've been doing to the United States of America. They don't respect us anymore. They respected us greatly 2.5 years ago. They don't respect us anymore. Thank you very much.
Yep, exactly. Just dead on. First of all, I'll tell you straight up, get all the NATO troops backed off.
That's right.
Redeploy them back to their home countries and quit arming that area. It's the fastest way to stop this and to prevent it from getting escalated. just like Putin said, the fastest way to save lives is to end this war.
Right.
And, you know, so...
Well, and that's the thing, too, is Putin has been trying to put a stop to this, but Biden keeps sending more and more impetus to keep it going and to keep upping the ante, more and more billions, you know, another $40 billion to the Ukrainian war effort, another, you know, now all of our tanks, et cetera. And Putin said, if tanks show up, the next thing is going to be nukes. And
now they're sending missiles.
And
they're
so,
depleting our military.
Right. And to, and they're doing that. It's basically the conduit on how they're looting our country.
Right.
And that's why their focus is that in such a big way, because I think they know they have a limited time. And so they're pulling off as much as they can pull off and as fast as they can get it, you know, out of our nation. And so really, I mean, it's not, first of all, that would be the only thing that I would correct President Trump on, is that we are not doing that. We are not the Biden coup regime.
Right.
And they are not us. We have been fraudulently taken over in a huge election fraud. We didn't elect that guy. We didn't elect any of those people. And so they've basically heisted our election, and now they're just going to town looting us like crazy
Ukraine. They are placing our entire nation and all of us in grave danger.
Very grave
by escalating
danger.
This, by continuing to send the military hardware in there, to continue to send money there to fund them, and moving military NATO troops and equipment right up to the edge of Russia.
That's right.
That's how you get us in a nuclear war.
Yep. And in fact, they were trying to drag Hungary into the war.
That's right.
And try to get them to back Ukraine in the
war.
Talking
about the European Union and the NATO countries, all the globalists.
Yes. Right. And the Hungarian president said, no, we need to all sit down and put an end to this war.
Yeah. He's talking about peace negotiations.
That's right.
Ceasefire and peace negotiations.
Yep.
And that sends the globalists into a fury.
Yep. That's right.
Because he doesn't want to commit Hungary to the escalation.
That's right.
And you know, I've always said Hungary is like the European redoubt.
Yep.
You know, it is a Christian nation. They don't play the immigration game. They're not taking immigrants. But the rest of them have, you know, invited their invaders in to their countries.
They didn't accept the whole homosexual agenda.
Right. The transgender thing, the COVID scam, you know, and everybody getting, you know, mandated vaccines and everything. They're just doing, well, they're setting the example that other countries that should be setting the example need to pay attention to and follow.
That's right.
That's, you know, basically if you're not taken over by a communist globalist coup.
Well, and interesting things have been happening on the side as well in regards to Russia, where they've recently put out a promo video recruiting American military into supporting them because Russia is against the evil globalists.
Right.
And they're announcing through this huge, this message to American people saying, we know that you know that this is not the country that your founding fathers had described and set up for you.
Yeah. This military recruiting video was clearly targeting military veterans in the United States. You thought you were going to make America great again. You thought you were, you know, fighting for America. Well, your leaders are corrupt globalists.
That are evil.
That are evil, and they are advancing evil everywhere. And there is only one country that is fighting it, Russia.
Yeah.
It was a pretty amazing messaging campaign in this video. We posted it on our Telegram channel.
Yeah.
Very interesting. If for those of you who have Telegram and aren't aware, you can just go to Telegram and type in The Morning Commute.
Right.
And that's us. And
well, and see, that it's quite the appeal, because basically when, you know, in the First Revolutionary War, where we had to oust the Brits,
right.
France came in and joined on our side to fight them.
Right.
And so, you know, this is kind of an appeal in the same manner as, you know, we see you guys are fighting evil, and it's the same evil we're fighting. And, you know, if you join us, we could at least fight them together, you know.
Right.
And I thought that was kind of an interesting appeal to the whole logic of the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, from a Christian perspective, we have to keep in mind we are in the end times. We're at the end of the end times.
Right.
Something, and God told us that this would happen before you run off and join the Russian military. God said he's going to put a hook in their jaw and he's going to turn them toward Israel.
Right.
Russia, Turkey, Syria, all these countries, and it's laid out, specifically names the countries in Ezekiel 38 and 39. They're all going to come in to take out Israel for some reason very soon, and they are all going to be annihilated.
Right.
Yep. The everybody involved is going to be annihilated. So, you know, right now, there. Who knows? Maybe Putin will be assassinated. Maybe he gets sick. Maybe he dies. Somebody else steps up and he takes the country in a whole, you know, another direction. We don't know. But
that's right.
For some reason, something happens that takes Russia and all of these other countries against Israel.
Well, and one last bit of very important news. The update from the Brunson brothers is that the Supreme Court has accepted their petition and has agreed to another conference on February 17th.
Wow.
And that was just posted by Loy Brunson. So hooray for them. And
yes.
And thank goodness that is scheduled. So February 17th, everybody, keep that on your calendars, because we're looking forward to that. And they keep getting letters being written to SCOTUS by the thousands saying, please hear their case. We may still be able to oust these criminals. And so, you know, we're just hoping.
Let's hope. If you guys want to pick up on that story it's at Fox News about the Satanic Temple. Real quick, the Satanic Temple is opening a health clinic in New Mexico to provide free religious medication abortion, and will name the facility the Samuel Alito's Mom's Satanic Abortion Clinic, in mockery of the Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. Unbelievable. These people are vile.
Yep.
That's at Fox News. We'll post that also on the Telegram Morning Commute channel. All right, you guys have a blessed day. You be safe out there. Join us tomorrow morning.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrasher Call Me Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.